Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they builded the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Maah. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananiel. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho, and next to them builded Zakur the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hasenaah build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto him repaired Meremoth the son of Urijah, the son of Koz. And next unto them repaired Meshulam the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabel. And next unto them repaired Zadok the son of Baanah. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their lord. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada the son of Paseah, and Meshulam the son of Bezodeah. They laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Melatiah the Gibeonite, and Jadon the Meronothite, and the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, under the throne of the governor on this side the river. Next unto him repaired Uziel the son of Harhiah of the goldsmiths. Next unto him also repaired Hananiah the son of one of the apothecaries, and they fortified Jerusalem unto the broad wall. And next unto them repaired Rephaiah the son of Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. And next unto them repaired Jediah the son of Harumaph, even over against his house. And next unto him repaired Hattush the son of Hashbaniah. And Malchijah the son of Harim, and Hashub the son of Pahath-Moab repaired the other piece, and the tower of the furnaces. And next unto him repaired Shalum the son of Halohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. The valley gate repaired Hanun, and the inhabitants of Zanoah built it, and they built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the wall unto the dung gate. But the dung gate repaired Malchiah the son of Rechab, the ruler of the part of Beth Haserem. He built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. But the gate of the fountain repaired Shalun the son of Kolhoseh, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He built it and covered it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Siloah by the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Bethzur, unto the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty. After him repaired the Levites, Rehum the son of Bani. Next unto him repaired Hashabiah, the ruler of the half part of Keilah, in his part. After him repaired their brethren, Bavai the son of Henadad, the ruler of the half part of Keilah. And next to him repaired Ezer the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mizpah, another piece over against the going up to the armory at the turning of the wall. After him Baruch the son of Zabai earnestly repaired the other piece from the turning of the wall unto the door of the house of Eliashib the high priest. After him repaired Meremoth the son of Urijah the son of Koz another piece from the door of the house of Eliashib even to the end of the house of Eliashib. And after him repaired the priests, the men of the plain. After him repaired Benjamin and Hashub over against their house. After him repaired Azariah the son of Maaseiah the son of Ananiah by his house. After him repaired Binui, the son of Henadad, another piece from the house of Azariah unto the turning of the wall, even unto the corner. Palal, the son of Uzai, over against the turning of the wall and the tower which lieth out from the king's high house that was by the court of the prison. After him Pedaiah, the son of Parosh. Moreover, the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel unto the place over against the water gate toward the east and the tower that lieth out. After them the Tekoites repaired another piece over against the great tower that lieth out, even unto the wall of Ophel. From the horse gate repaired the priests, every one over against his house. And after them repaired Zadok, the son of Immer, over against his house. After him repaired also Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, the sixth of Zalaf, another piece. After him repaired Meshullam, the son of Berechiah, over against his chamber. After him repaired Malchiah, the goldsmith's son, unto the place of the Nethinims, and of the merchants, over against the gate Mifkad, and to the going up of the corner. And between the going up of the corner to under the sheep gate repaired the goldsmiths and the merchants. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Someday we're going to hone down on this chapter, and we're going to get a map out, and we're going to map out all of these different gates, and we're going to show where all the people labored. This morning is not the time to do that. But it is an extremely interesting study to show how everyone is working together on building the wall of Jerusalem and securing the gates of Jerusalem. And so they are indeed, and we know that metaphorically speaking, we can think of the building up of the wall of Jerusalem as the building up of the church in the days of the New Testament. Notice that everybody's got a place. Everybody's got a responsibility. Everybody's got a place on the wall. Everybody's got a home there and building those places in his home and right next to his home. Notice that some have built earnestly. Some have not risen up to the work. Some have said, "No, sorry, I'm a noble. That's beneath me." Of course, that's a shameful kind of behavior for a noble, isn't it? And so we have the leaders of this tribe, the leaders of this place. We have people that come from Jericho. They come all the way down to Jerusalem because they recognize that it is in their best interests to serve the God of heaven. So we could talk about a lot of different details, but for time's sake, let us simply make these general applications. Brothers and sisters, you all have a place on the wall. And no matter how long, how wide that portion of the wall is, or how narrow that portion of the wall is, it is your portion of the wall to build. We don't have super saints in the church. We don't have those who have really gotten spiritual by retreating from the world and living in a cloister. We understand the Reformation concept of calling. We understand also that in our callings we are to glorify the Lord and to beautify His kingdom. That our families, our marriages, our duties, all ought to testify that Christ is our Master, to testify to our beautifying of His kingdom in all that we do. When the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians that whatever it is that we do, that we are to do all to the glory of God, eating and drinking even. Well then, we begin to understand what our duties are. So in these days, you mothers are told that if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a second-class citizen. We have forgotten that the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. We've forgotten what building into those who will succeed us really does. We have forgotten that there must be a plan of succession. In our narcissistic culture, we have emphasized the actualization of the self to the detriment of future generations. If you don't believe me, look at the national debt. We've emphasized the now rather than the then. We have emphasized the me rather than the them. But here they come from Jericho. Here they come from the North Country. Here they come from Tekoa. Even though they have a bad example from their rulers, they come to build. They come to take their place on the wall. They come, and as we'll see in the next chapter, they have a trowel in one hand and a sword or a spear in the other. And there are some that are stationed about them with shields. They build in hard times, not just in easy times. They are committed to the work, and some of them, it is said, more commendably, are earnest for the work. They're not distracted and playing about by things that gratify and actualize the self in the now. They're building for their children. They're building for themselves. They're building for the Lord's glory. We've all got a place in the wall. We've all got a place in the church. And so, let's just make one more application. Contentment with station, right? As a pastor, I can tell you I have seen a lot of difficulty in people's lives because they were not content with that station that God had given them. I know men who have, without the gifts and without the talents and without the gifting of the Lord to fit them for such office, desired church leadership instead of being content with the place that the Lord had placed them in the wall. They wanted a wider peace than what God had given them. And instead of making that peace that they had shine, they ended up meddling in someone else's vineyard, someone else's piece of the wall. Sorry for mixing metaphors there. Contentment with station is huge in our day. And it is something that many have forgotten because they have been infected with the actualization of the self. Contentment with our station, brothers and sisters, makes for a great piece of the wall. It is well furnished, solid, fully built. And then when your piece is done, maybe you can go help your neighbors. As we see that there was also some succession. There were those that built alongside, and then there were those that built after. And there may be some ability in our lives to strengthen one another as we build on the wall. But contentment with station has been the heartbreak of many a man, many a woman in our day. Let's stand and continue praising God then in the